Weekdays, TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Three events in 24 hours.
Is that a record?
I don't know if it's a record.
What's your record for the most events in a 24-hour period?
I'm going to go with three.
Okay.
I'm thinking in 24 hours. I know that I did an awesome weekend in the great city of brotherly love and did football, basketball, hockey. I remember I did three. I don't think I did all four. But, you know, the beauty of Philly, and there's other places, not just Philly, you know, where all the stadiums and arenas are right there.
Yeah.
Because you could literally, like, leave the football field, go to a car or anybody's car, take a nap until the next event starts. You never have to leave the parking lot.
Don't they have tunnels? Like, aren't there some cities where they connected underground, like, you can go from one stadium to the other?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought some cities.
Normally, I just walk from one to the other.
Okay. So three events, three cities.
Three cities. We started in Greenville, South Carolina for BKFC. I believe it was 42.
It was.
Then we spent the night. Then we got up first thing in the morning, drove to Charlotte, UFC.
A noon start time for the UFC. Early? Do you like the early start time?
I got to be honest, and I'm sure you don't know because you didn't pay attention last week. When the fighters said that they didn't know, I didn't know. Or I probably would have screwed up and missed BYB. Because I would have been on the late flight home from Charlotte when I booked the flight. I didn't know, which turned out from me being upset to then I was cool because then I went to BYB. I love the noon because I'm not up at 2 in the morning trying to figure out what am I going to do and where am I going to go. And
what was the point of the noon o'clock?
ABC. I'm sure it was
ABC. Oh, it was an ABC deal.
Right. So that was ABC. And luckily, Sean looked. Jacksonville is noon as well.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know, which again, for the purpose of planning.
It makes sense on the East Coast. You're, you know, 2-3 hours ahead, 4 hours ahead.
Again, it's straight ABC, I'm sure. You know, it's to get on ABC, you'll do it at 4 in the morning, you know, which is fine. No, I enjoyed it. I do have a couple bitches complaints. I've been trying to get Cody Staman on. I still can't believe. I hate when a bad decision, a screw up, not a bad decision, a screw up costs somebody money.
Yeah.
So Cody fought, not even going to pretend like I can pronounce his name. I thought Cody won anyway.
Okay.
There was an incident where the opponent kicked Cody while Cody was on the ground. Now, Cody was on top ish. Okay. So Cody looks at the ref. The ref looks at him. Decides to stand him up. Cody looks and says, "Are you taking a point?" And I think he said no. And then put him in the middle of the cage and start it over. Well, if you're not going to do what's right and take the point, and let's go back to the Usman Leon Edwards fight. If they don't stand up and give him the point, Usman probably wins the fight. Hmm. Had him on the ground, blah, 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 blah. Maybe, maybe not. But,
right. You
know, he had the position. Here, no point deduction, which he would have won the fight. And then doesn't put them back in the position that they were in. What?
I mean, there's been a lot of people that are vocal about they hate when the referee gets involved and stands people up or separates people because of lack of activity. So I get it from the entertainment standpoint, the fan perspective. But you shouldn't get involved at all.
But that has nothing to do with what happened with Cody. I mean, there was action going on. Cody looked to the ref. Maybe next time I'll write better notes. And whoever the ref was, and looked up at him like, that's a foul. And then, like I said, didn't take a point and didn't put him back.
Well, I think Cody's appealing that loss.
He is.
He's filed, you know, grievances.
And the chance of winning the appeal is slim to none. He believes this is the slim.
If he can get it to no contest, right? It saves his record. It, you know.
You know, but the thing that's a shame is it cost him the win bonus.
Right.
Because if you do either or, if you take the point, he definitely won. And I don't even know if it was a 29-12. Rockville. I don't think that's what it was called.
Okay.
Rock Hill.
Well, the rock and roll guy. Yeah. Everything is rock and roll. Of course it's rock.
So we went there. It was on the campus of some college. Small arena. Some good fights. But again, a ref didn't do what you need to do. You know, and I hate to say names, but it happened to Houston Alexander when we went to whatever event that was out in Omaha or wherever. And he hit the down opponent and nothing happened. Melvin Gillard hits a downed opponent. He gets disqualified.
Yeah.
Melvin Gillard goes into the ring, gets disqualified. You know, it needs to be consistent.
Sure.
And it needs to be the right person wins. It doesn't matter if that's the winner. Just the right person needs to win. Make the right calls. Not taking the point. Not taking the point, you know, in BYB. I'm very agitated and aggravated.
Well, so those are the negative things. What about the positive things? Like, what, did you see any good fights, great fights, anything memorable?
The positive is, in the second hour, Joe Gatto will be on. And you may remember him from, what's it called? What's the show called?
What? Impractical Jokers. Impractical Jokers.
Right.
I keep wanting to say Inglorious Bastards because every time you ask me for a movie title, it's like the German Dan Seaver.
A lot of things I can't wait to talk to Joe about. He's coming to town. He's coming to Jacksonville on Friday, Miami on Saturday. About a great deal. I have a great fight and a complaint on the same fight.
Okay.
I believe his name is Brian Battle.
Yeah.
A young kid from Charlotte.
Young, up-and-coming kid.
Everybody loved him. He got this. He got that. He missed weight. Not only did he put on a great performance that should be shadowed by the fact that Mr. McFaddy didn't make weight, but then...
You can't bash shame people.
If you miss weight...
Can't call him fatty.
In a combat...
Politically incorrect.
I don't care.
That's not,
I don't care.
Not nice.
I've been told by people on the road, as we've been hitting the road, that they like that nobody likes me.
It's true.
Right?
It's true. I thought I had no fans. You have even less.
Well, you have no fans. No, you are correct. You have no fans. I have fans that just don't like me.
You're on the other side of the spectrum. You're negative.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. And I can call somebody McFatty because they were fat, they missed weight, and it's probably the number one rule in combat sports. You have one job. Make weight.
It's true.
And I said to one of the PR people just before I lost my jacket, my coat, which was left in Charlotte. Somebody is now part of Knockout Radio.
And you lose everything on travel. Lost the billboard mats on a plane.
Well, I didn't lose them on a plane. They were stolen on a plane.
You lost your mind when somebody sat in the middle seat. You lost your jacket.
Who sat in the middle seat?
I don't know. Okay. You in airline stories.
So typically, I'm in the middle seat. You know, now since I'm going the cheap route, even though I've been upgraded on one of the airlines now.
Oh.
No more middle seats for the next 4 or 5 months.
What?
Yeah.
See, more important than the UFC weight limits, there should be weight limits for the middle seat. You can't be obese to where you're spilling over into the other two seats.
Oh, I agree with you.
There should be, like, regulation.
There is. You have to buy another seat.
Oh, okay.
But they don't enforce it. They're kind of like they're an MMA judge.
So it's like a stern warning.
It's the same thing service animals or non-service animals when you bring either or. I was bulkhead Southwest when a guy brought... I don't know. Maybe it was a cow. I'm not sure what that thing was. And it took up
They call it lunch in the South.
The steaks.
He's going to cook it later.
I would have been okay with it. And I made a stink. Where am I supposed to put my feet? On the dog's head? Well, we can move you. No, this is the seat that I just don't get. But it's okay because the guy is sitting there taking up the middle seat as he sits in the window. And his dog takes up the entire runway. I don't know where the guy went when we flew it to Greensboro or Greenville or wherever the hell we went. Because that horse that he brought on was huge. And I said, I know for a fact it's going to be where our seats are. I knew it.
So emotional support animals are welcome?
Well, they are. But if you're going to take up three rows,
are there limits?
Are
there limits? What Can you have anything as an emotional support animal?
Well, no, they've started to fight that.
Have they?
Well, yeah, you know, somebody brought a parrot as an emotional animal. Somebody tried to bring a llama.
Did you see a guy in Clearwater Beach got pulled over by the police for erratic driving? When he got pulled over, they found out it was his parrot was in the front seat, and they were arguing. And so the guy's swerving. He got pulled over. Then all the cops took pictures with the parrot, and they gave him a warning.
And they let him go, of course. Yeah. See, and that's like a warning, a stern warning. What? What if he would have hit somebody? The guy fell asleep on 911 last night and killed people because the whole bridge came down. You know, you got to give.
I mean, at least penalties. In the parrot situation, you'd have eyewitness and somebody to testify in court.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Buckle up!
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Omaha at Liberty First Credit Union Arena Friday, May 19th. In the main event, your undefeated hometown star, Houston the Assassin Alexander, throws down with the always dangerous Jeremy Pitbull Smith. Also, see Dakota Cochran fight Noah Cutter, Sean P-Town Wilson versus Brandon Meyer, Jade Wong versus Taylor Killer B. Starling, and many more bare knuckle fights. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. What's the address here?
170 47th Avenue Northeast.
All right, a couple things real quick. I'm going to first tell you the Facebook thing. We have a contest going, and I'm going to let you three knuckleheads decide whether we pull the winner today or we extend it seven more days. It's the pick the correct UFC fighter that mailed this package. Okay, I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. I narrowed it down. I didn't think this one out. I first said within the next 3 months. Obviously, that could go on forever. So I narrowed it down. A fighter who is on the July 8th card.
That's International Fight Week.
International Fight Week.
UFC.
Mailed us some shirts. Wanted to mail me a shirt, and I said, I need to take care of the team. So we'll make that decision, whether we announce the winner or we don't announce the winner, or we announce if there is no winner, if nobody has, you know, successfully said who mailed this package. All right, so somebody posted on Facebook. It's a picture of, I think it's Harlem Heat back in the day,
okay,
if you remember them. and it says, "Wrong answers only. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you." I put goat. We're coming for you, goat. Because okay. That's a wrong answer. Okay.
Oh, he is the goat.
He is not the goat. So
who's a bigger face of wrestling?
So I'm in a heated Facebook argument. I know people tell me stop, who cares, whatever. This was the post. The post was, who is your favorite wrestler, Hulk Hogan or Scott Hall? Okay?
Okay.
I responded, Scott Hall. And this person said...
Incorrect answer.
Incorrect.
Correct.
It's not even...
That's correct.
It's not even debatable.
That's correct.
What's correct?
That you're wrong.
Well,
Hulk Hogan is, of course...
Hulk Hogan, of course, is what?
The GOAT. The GOAT, and way better than Scott Hall.
Okay.
Leg drop is legendary.
Hold on a second. Because you are mentally ill. And I basically said the same thing to her. And then I got the, you know, please be polite. Please be, you know, I didn't call her an idiot, a clown, a dumbass. I've asked, are you fat? The question was.
Where do you draw the line on offensive talk?
I don't care right now.
Okay.
All right. Again, I'm going to go to the radio station and slap whoever's behind the board as well.
Now we're getting violent on
the
radio.
Yeah, because this bothers me.
Okay, what do you got?
The question was, for all of you people that won't listen to the words coming out of my mouth, that was from some TV show or something.
That's the big grim in.
No.
Do you understand the words coming out? Is that
Rush Hour.
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay.
All right. So the question was, who is your favorite wrestler? And it didn't let you name the list. Hulk Hogan. Thank you. Thank you for now listening. Hulk Hogan or Scott Hall?
Yeah.
I said Scott Hall. Okay. Thank you. See? Listen.
The guy knows nothing behind the board.
Idiot. And I'm not talking about the board guy. I'm talking about you. Idiot. Moron.
I'm offended.
Well, I don't really care. I'm trying to offend you. And that's what she kept saying. It's not even debatable. Hey, idiot. My opinion isn't debatable?
You can't have an opinion today. It's not politically correct.
So, exactly. So, she comes back with all these stats, and he did this, and he did that. I'm like, I don't care what he did. Read the question, moron. The moron said, or the question said, who is your favorite wrestler? Scott Hall, who is one of my favorite wrestlers, or Hulk Hogan, who had a bigger career, who is more famous, who this, who that, up to the GOAT portion, is Hulk Hogan.
For sure.
Hulk Hogan did do a lot. Hulk Hogan, with no talent, Hulk Hogan became one of the biggest names, you know, in wrestling.
Greatest heel of all time. But he switched to NWO.
It changed wrestling.
Legendary.
Absolutely. I remember I watched it. You know, I was a big WCW
guy. The question should be rewritten.
No kidding.
Hulk Hogan is the GOAT of wrestling. Who is your favorite wrestler? For number two.
First of no. One has nothing to do with the other.
And then Scott Hall could be an option.
The question wasn't who is the GOAT of wrestling. I guess we'll argue that one, which is also debatable.
The question is, who's your favorite?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite?
Right. It's an opinion.
And it's an opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not even debatable. Hulk Hogan did. I don't give a crap. I'll go to, what's the name of his place down on the beach?
Hogan's Hangout.
Yeah, I'll go to Hogan's Hangout and tell him you're not my favorite wrestler.
You're not welcome. You have to know somebody to come in. But
I know Ron.
You know a guy.
I know Ron.
Well,
I can call Ron.
I can get. He won't take your call.
Okay, all right.
But I can get you in.
I have no interest in going.
Get you a private showing of the showroom.
No, thank you.
Tony got one yesterday.
Yeah, I know he did. It's okay. I wouldn't have gone anyway.
They have a sweet red NWO belt that I must have for my collection.
Can I give you a little piece of advice?
Of course.
You know, live on the air, Knockout Radio, nationwide. Plus, we just, well, I shouldn't make announcements yet, but it appears like we're being syndicated.
Yeah.
I met a guy.
I was made for syndication.
Yeah, you were made for leaving.
Wait till I talk to Joey Gallo.
Let me, well, no, you'll be fired.
You called him Gatto. His name's Gallo.
It's Gatto.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Extra positive?
I'm definitely positive.
Seriously positive?
So here's my piece of advice for you today.
Yes.
When you know for a fact that someone has zero interest in going somewhere with you,
yeah,
being with you, being around you,
yeah,
you should probably offer
to,
hey, do you want to go? Because you know the person's going to say no. So now you look like the big guy. You look like, hey, I'm going to go do this, whatever it may be, whether it's to go to a UFC, whether it's go to Hogan or whatever the heck his name is, to the White House. What if you know for a fact, and I'm telling you right now, I would never go. why wouldn't you say, hey, I'm going to go. Do you want to go? Knowing I'm going to say no.
Oh, you want an invite? You want an invite?
Oh, just show up. Oh, he's like Kelly.
So
just be at the pier.
Well, so yeah, just meet me at the North Radio Tower from 2 to 4. What day was it, Steve? But I was scheduled to be there. But no, you can go with me anytime you want.
I don't
want
to go.
I can pick you up.
I don't want to go.
I saw your post on Facebook about you have a new trainer.
I do have a new trainer.
So when do we start?
You're not my new trainer.
I will be your trainer.
I don't want you.
You just said you want to be included. I'm going to include you.
And I also said it's always smart to invite me because I'll always turn you down.
I'm coming to your house. I'm going to train 3 days a week.
No, no.
Yep.
I'm starting.
I know where you live.
I'm moving.
No, there's an address on that shirt for the contest. Like, just flip it over. Let me see.
All right. First of all, it says P.O. Box. So kind of like when I get scammed, and I love those scams, you know, where you get the fake check.
Oh, yeah.
I collect them.
$45,000.
Yeah, I put them on the wall. I think they're awesome. And one time I kept getting emails that they're going to send the police to me because I have their check. And unless I deposit it and mail them 37,000 of the 42, I'm like, all right, I'll meet you at the P.O. box because that's the address on there.
Sure.
My bedroom's the back portion of the box and the kitchen is the front door of the box. So yeah, I love those things. Back to the original, since we have a couple minutes, 24 hours. We did the three events. All three events were cool. Refereeing in some was brutal. Battle, you know.
What about the Brazilian kid? Wasn't there a kid took a day on like 5 day notice out like shined and just like almost won the fight?
Well, and that's what somebody who was here earlier, you know, was talking about. You know, and it's funny because I made reference to my mom that I remember something my dad did, and I remember my soon to be future son-in-law. Made a comment about the church. You only remember bad things or things that stick out. Like I remember Battle missing weight. I remember Battle putting on a great fight but missing weight. I remember the foot, the leg, you know, strike whatever to the grounded opponent with Cody.
Is that because you're looking at things like from a critic standpoint? Like,
no.
Like, you know, like a food critic will walk into a restaurant, only look at the negatives, not look at the positives about all the good things they do. It's kind of like bodybuilding. When I go on stage, nobody goes up there and is like, oh, man, your biceps are amazing. Like, they always only look at your weak points, and they judge you on your flaws. Like, oh, man, you have no calves. Like, and that's why I don't work at Chick-fil-A. So.
I don't even know where to go with that. A, funny, but, you on stage. B, funny, look at the biceps. C,
but
I worked at Chick-fil-A.
But it's all based on
Hold
perspective.
On Hold on a second. I take offense to that. I worked at Chick-fil-A.
The chicken full of hate? The hateful place?
Hey, whatever. We all hate.
Did you work there for just because you wanted 6 days of work and have a guaranteed day off?
Well, first of all, since you know nothing about me, okay, and that's the same people that, you know, like rip me, you know nothing about me. I worked every day when I was in high school.
Every day?
Every day. I had 3 jobs at the mall. So if I wasn't at Chick-fil-A, I was at the bookstore. If I wasn't at the bookstore, I was at Kinney Shoes getting my Jordan 1s.
What's a bookstore?
Well, I'm not saying that I knew what was in it. I'm just saying I knew.
Do they still have
up.
Those these days?
I don't know.
Are there Barnes & Noble still a thing?
I think so.
Borders, was that one?
Borders, no. Barnes & Noble, yes.
Well, I agree with you. There are no borders if you watch the news.
I don't watch the news.
The borders.
No, the borders I was referring to was the bookstore, but yeah.
Article 42 did expire.
How come I
nice.
Finally came up with a funny one and
nice.
You didn't even catch
Great
it?
Great job, Randall Harris.
You didn't even
Let's
catch
get
it.
Joey Gatto on the phone and like get him prepped. Like, you can put that in his bit.
If That's Joey's listening, 727-441-3000 is the number to call.
Well, he knows the number. He'll
that's
be calling awesome. The 305.
That's a great.
You like that one, huh?
There are no borders. Brilliant.
I appreciate that.
That's like a walk-off. That's like a mic drop.
Well,
right to break.
Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
We lost the Redskins, for God's sake. Now it's the Commanders. Can't even have like sports teams named after us. Can't call somebody Chubby.
No, heard people chirping in the dugout, and he kept trying to take a look.
He's like doing like the old steel lizard eye.
People can't see you.
Oh, he's on live video right there. I can see.
And then he hits a 580-foot like, home run or something.
Send in the signal, coach.
Do you have a problem with
it? No, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Well, I think it's still different than having a camera in center field.
Yeah, because then the camera in center field is actually looking at the signal the catcher's getting.
Right. If you can steal the catcher's signal, does it matter if you're in the dugout or you're the third base coach or you're the runner at second base?
It's the catcher's job to protect.
Exactly.
Like, because they put the fingernail polish on and make a neon green and glow in the dark and sparkles. And, yeah, so if they're sending them out and you can pick them up from the dugout, I think that's a fair game.
I do, too.
I think the camera from outfield is cheating.
No, I do as well. So what about the Bryce Harper fight that they just had in Colorado, where Eric in Denver was at the game?
Did they throw any punches?
Baseball players, they never do.
They're notorious for just running out, like acting all tough. They're like Scrappy Doo. They run out, nobody gets punches.
So pitcher makes an out. Guy flies out to left or whatever, and he starts chirping to the Phillies dugout. Next thing you know, Bryce Harper runs out and starts a big brouhaha. if I was the pitcher, I would drill Bryce Harper the next time he comes up.
Not even next time he comes up, just right there when he's out on the field barking it up.
With, well, I would do that then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, with his chest all puffed out, throw a 100-mile-an-hour beamer.
What I don't get, and it's kind of like everything, you know, hate, nasty words, dislikes. It's either all bad or it's all shut the hell up.
There you go.
Right?
I like it.
So Bryce Harper, batters hit a home run and they pound their chest.
Yeah.
You know, they right. do the Hulk Hogan. They do, you know, the nonchalant. Matter of fact, it was just the anniversary of
Dude,
when
they did a leg drop on it. Can I finish? Base.
Thank you. Just recently, the anniversary of Joey Bats and the big fight, you know, versus Houston. And then they retaliated and the whole nine yards. If you're going to act like an a-hole as a batter, why can't the pitcher act like an a-hole too?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I get the pitcher can retaliate by drilling you. So you can retaliate by running out on the mound or running whatever.
The only, but, baseball fight I remember is like Nolan Ryan. Like,
Robin Yount.
Yeah, Robin Ventura. What was his name?
Robin Ventura.
And putting him in a noogie and like just, you know, like that's when baseball was real. It's just all.
I have a plaque of that signed by Nolan Ryan.
Baseball players are faker than wrestlers today.
But they're not,
look at Brock Lesnar got cut up. Did you see him?
Hold on. But they're not faker than basketball players.
That's true. Now, those guys are the best at flopping. Oh. But what about Brock Lesnar? He looked worse after a wrestling match than I ever saw him in the UFC. I mean, he's cut open and like stitches and bleeding like all over. I mean, that they say, you know, it's scripted, but that is real what they endure, that pain.
No, for sure. And I know that it's not the same as what it once was, where razor blades in wristbands and, you know, that's the blood.
Right.
You know, the blood and then the scarring and then, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
Pastor,
superstar.
Who's
Billy
the wrestler Graham? Oh, what's the pastor Graham? What's that guy's name?
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
Yeah. Well, this is Billy Graham too, but I'm pretty sure the pastor was never called superstar.
Well, I don't know.
He might have been called ship me more money Graham. Well, but he wasn't.
Jesus Christ superstar. It kind of goes with it. Maybe Jesus was a wrestler.
Superstar Billy Graham on life support.
Oh.
Superstar Billy Graham was at the funeral service that I was at for Gordon Solie. So I always remember that. That's one reason why Scott Hall is one of my favorite wrestlers and people, because he was there where some other legends of the time were not and should have been. But yeah, you know, so our thoughts obviously going out to superstar Billy Graham. NBA just had their ping pong ball draft, and I believe San Antonio has the number one pick.
Heard there's some controversy in that.
There's controversy everywhere.
They stacked the deck and...
Well, you hear that every year. You heard it the year that New York got Patrick Ewing. Mm. You know, the year Orlando got Shaquille O'Neal. Nothing can be fair, even if it's fair, like elections. I mean, nothing can be fair.
Well, but the NFL has it down pretty good. I mean, the worst team gets the first pick, right?
Well, the reason that they went to that is because teams would choke on purpose. They would lose on purpose. You know, the whole trust the process with the Philadelphia 76ers, and Doc Rivers, by the way, didn't trust the process, so now he's out of a job. But the whole object of the ping pong balls is to keep teams from losing on purpose.
Now, I do like the concept of the last two teams at the bottom at the end of the season play in a game, and the winner of that gets the first seed of the next year draft. So there's incentive for the last two teams, the two worst teams, to play hard to win so that they can get an advantage for the next draft.
And you're making this up just as you go? Or
I mean, I've been known they call us content creators in the digital space.
The legend himself, Wes Sims, would always say, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Never. I'll never allow that to happen.
Right. So
why would I let the truth get in there?
That's why the ping pong ball was brought in. Was from teams throwing on purpose. Miami hit through it.
I mean, we got a bingo machine right here. We could have our own lottery.
Yeah, but can you fix it?
I can fix it.
Right, you just make certain balls heavier. Isn't that how it works?
Is that how they? That's brilliant.
What are your thoughts on the? I believe it's the next edition of Sports Illustrated.
Have you cheated in bingo?
Have you seen who the Sports Illustrated model is?
Yes, it's Martha Stewart at 81 years old.
What the heck?
I love it. The only thing better of the Snoop Dogg would have been in it with her.
Well, he is. He's on the smoking page. did you make a decision on the shirts?
I have to look at the fight card to see who's on the fight.
I didn't ask you who to guess who it was. My question to you.
I'm not eligible to play your little.
No, you're not eligible to do anything that involves me. My question is, I did a poll. I changed the poll. And then I said, you need to name, and you only get one guess. And we don't know if anybody's named it or not.
And you already said it's a he, right? Like you said,
the person. Said all right. Sorry.
So well, they,
sorry.
It's a politically correct world we live in, Randy. You can't call someone he or she.
That's not true. Did you
have to call them they.
Did you see the photo I snapped at BKFC?
No.
Of the cup man?
Oh, it is it's a woman.
It was a woman.
Yeah.
Who was the cup man? How could she be a cup man if she's a woman? Why doesn't her vest say cut woman?
Well, why does the mailman, I mean, not male, lady.
Male woman. No, you can't. Why do people yell at me when I call a woman lady? I mean, I don't do it like Jerry Lewis. Kind of lady! I don't do that.
Because I guess it's offensive.
But why?
I don't know, I did see a comedian the other day, not Joey Gatto, who's coming on in the second hour, but he's from the UK, and he's talked about how sir is the highest honor you can get, like a knight.
Right.
He's like, except in America. He's like, sir, usually means you did something small. It's wrong. He's like, sir, you need to stand behind the yellow line. sir, you need to pay for that. So it's two completely different meanings. I think lady falls in that category where some people find it as derogatory or demeaning.
Is that why when you're in the military, and we have another military person here, that when someone calls you sir in the military, you always say, my parents were married? You know, it's like for some reason, sir is derogatory, mainly because it means an officer, and that is derogatory. But I had a gentleman say sir to me so many times at BKFC, I had to ask him to stop.
It gets old, right? I mean, you appreciate the respect, you know, probably because your age. I mean, it was
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Oh, well.
Then, you know, who was there? Who was the most polite person
he is a polite guy, I think
I have ever met. Unbelievably awesome. Oh, you know, there is another fight that comes out at the UFC that sticks out. Holy cannoli, Matt Brown.
Matt Brown. Was your boy, our boy, Mark Coleman in the corner
for
Matt?
There. Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah, Mark Coleman was there. I had a nice talk with Mark, as well as his two daughters.
That's great. Staying in sobriety is looking good on
Coleman him. Looks great, but Matt Brown looked great.
Yeah.
And I loved Matt Brown's comment about, you know, I forget how the question was asked. And, you know, he was like how much he loves being in, you know, in this octagon. And the only thing that's going to bother me is 30 seconds from now when I leave it. Guy's intense. I would hate as to what Mark Coleman was back in the day. Look at Matt sometimes because I think a fight's going to break out. You know, and he may be the nicest guy in the world. It's just his demeanor. It's like he's ready to go.
Sure.
Get me a pair of gloves and let's throw down. So that was another fight that stuck out. You know, and people posted about the card was bad and the fights were bad. And I thought all three events were good. I enjoyed the fights. I enjoyed that it was over.
It's all about perspective shifts, Randy. Like you're not looking at the negatives. You're walking in and now you're looking at positives.
I don't look for negatives.
Well, you're
I would love positives, but when you come to a restaurant and you get ice cold food, that's a negative. How good can food be if it's cold?
I mean, it could be, you could always bring your own food in if you don't like the food at the restaurant.
I'm taking some fish to a restaurant and have them make it.
You could stop and grab a burger on the way in. You don't have to eat what they're selling at the menu at whatever restaurant.
Well, some restaurants frown on that because I would always bring my Diet Coke into restaurants that don't have Diet Coke, and they didn't like that.
Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder why.
Well, I mean,
why don't they use switch to Coke?
Well, you have contracts, one. And certain food pairs better with Pepsi versus Coke. Like Pepsi is a sweeter product. So if you have a saltier food as your cuisine, then Pepsi actually complements it better. But Coke is...
there is nothing, in my opinion...
Not as sweet.
...that Pepsi can complement better than Coke.
Well, you were wrong with the Hogan being the goat, and now you're wrong with the Coke.
Hold on a second. See, again, you're being an idiot. One is debatable. The other is not. We can debate whether Hogan is the goat or not.
Did you bring Diet Coke into another country? Did you smuggle it in?
I didn't smuggle it in. I carried it in.
Well, did you steal it? Were you openly carrying Diet Coke through the airport?
No, not openly because it had to be sealed.
Concealed.
But where we went, there was plenty of Coke.
Yeah, but not in a
not
can.
Not drinkable.
It's snortable.
Yeah, exactly. All right, three quarters down of hour number one. Nebraska, how we sounded? We'll talk later.
What?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And
this is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave Parker from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
Yeah, I called you great. You forgot the word father. You're a great grand.
Tommy Lasorda rocked. Trying to hear myself three times here. If you're interested, and I'm not saying you, I'm just saying the people that are listening, you MMA people, you UFC people, Nico Price is auctioning off his gloves from the Cowboy Cerrone fight.
Ooh.
So hit him up on Instagram, hit him up on Facebook. There's a link. Hit me up. I can send you the link.
So I'm eligible for that competition because I'm not part of his network.
Well, A, that's true, and B, he's selling them.
Oh, wow.
He's, you know, the highest bidder, you know. I don't know if it's – honestly, I don't know. I don't remember. You might be buying tickets, so it is like a raffle, I think.
Maybe I could borrow some money from Francis Ngannou because he just signed with the PFL, and he's got money, and he guarantees $2 million for his opponents. Uh-oh. Oh, boy, we struck a nerve. We about to have an explosion because he says – John Jones and him got into a little battle of the Twitter yesterday.
I tried to get involved.
And John Jones said the baddest man on the planet leaves and crosses the street.
Here's what I said about that. And this is it's about you as well. Because you would fall into the Francis category. Okay?
Knowing my worth?
No. Francis calls himself the baddest man on the planet.
He is.
So he's not. So I texted both of them and I asked, which would you rather be? You call yourself the baddest man on the planet.
Yes.
Or most of your peers, most of the fans, and most of the media calling you the baddest man on the planet.
Well, I would say Francis falls in the category of being Barry Sanders and Jim Brown, where he walked away in his career at his peak as the greatest at the time. So we really won't know unless there is a John Jones, Francis Ngannou. Let's cross the street and find out who's the baddest in the town.
You continue to just be one of the dumbest people I've ever met. Okay? Francis Ngannou didn't walk away. He's still going to fight. So he didn't. Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, retired.
Well, they didn't retire. Jim Brown went into acting.
Well, that retired from the sport.
Okay.
Okay. Francis Ngannou, and I'm not blaming Francis Ngannou for leaving, and I'm not blaming Francis Ngannou for working on a deal that I have been told at least five promotions had turned him down already. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
really, they didn't want to deal with his
Bellator
demands.
Didn't want it. BKFC didn't want it. One didn't want it. I was just told BYB turned him down.
What? BYB turned out Francis Ngannou?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now,
that's
again,
crazy.
You know, again, in full defense, and I like Mike a lot, you know, maybe they turned down his
demands.
His demands.
Because he came with a lot of demands.
I'm okay with everything that he did, except for you're not the baddest man on the planet.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. But so it's debatable.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I'm saying. It's debatable.
Okay.
And a lot of these things will always be debatable.
So I agree with you. We don't know about Francis. Hogan is the GOAT, and Coke is better than Pepsi.
I'm going to debate you that Hulk Hogan is the GOAT. I don't think he is. And I can only go by this for me. Okay? That's why it's debatable. It is an opinion. It is a made up. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? It's debatable. Okay? It's not who your favorite is. I'm okay with that. It's who is the greatest of all time is debatable because we can't ever prove it. I kind of go on if Hulk Hogan is in one corner, if Macho Man is in another corner, just throw two other names. If Ric Flair is in another one,
yeah,
and give me a fourth.
Ultimate Warrior.
Shawn Michaels.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, I won't use this.
Ultimate Warrior.
All right, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, got the blood flow restriction, cufflings, all that. Okay. It's futuristic, man.
So greatest of all time to me would be which one of those four am I going to go watch? That's just to me. You know, you especially in a it's not a sport. So what would you call it? What is wrestling? It's not a sport. Let's be honest.
It's entertainment.
And that was legally changed to entertainment. So when it's entertainment, stats mean nothing. Barry Horowitz could have been the GOAT, could have been the greatest wrestler of all time who never won a match. He followed the script. I always piss people off on Facebook. Who would win between? I go to whatever the Skip Rider tells you. That's who wins. That's
true.
Unless it's the one I think that wrestled Hogan and Hogan fell and the dude fell right down. It's when I think it was Jeff Jarrett. And when he was leaving and supposedly, I believe it was Jeff Jarrett. I could be wrong. And they're like, what's going on? And he refused to wrestle because of some things that happened in the back.
Oh. Yeah, that was Jarrett. That was Jeff Jarrett.
You can't argue any of that stuff, you know, because it's debatable.
So what's debatable if LeBron James wins his fifth ring? Is he the GOAT in NBA? Like, is he going to surpass Michael Jordan if he wins his fifth ring this year?
It's debatable. And no, him winning this year is not going to do anything.
All-time scoring leader.
He's either already the GOAT or this isn't going to do anything. And the people that believe Michael Jordan is and was is never going to change that.
Does he have to have seven rings like Big Shot Rob to be
of course
the
not.
GOAT?
Because Big Shot Rob wouldn't even be in the state that Mount Rushmore is in. That shows you how far Big Shot Rob is from being on Mount Rushmore. He has the rings. Good up for him. He has more rings, obviously, than almost anybody. And he has seven rings more than Charles Barkley by Carl Malone. You know, some
Patrick
of
Ewing.
Some of the
your lottery pick winner.
You know, the legends, but I know you're trying to round me up, but things that are debatable are debatable. Who is the greatest? You can argue it. It's debatable. Stats are different.
And even if Jones and Ngannou do cross in the middle of the street, let's say they meet in the intersection and they have this big epic fight, it's still not really the right fight because Jones is not in his prime. This is the end or the tail end of his career, and Francis is still in his prime.
I think John beats Francis, I don't know, 10 out of 10 times. He would lose the last one. So they'll fight 10 times over the next 10 years, and he'll lose the 10th fight.
Do you really believe that? Or are you just being biased because that's your boy?
No, first of all, he's not my boy.
Because you love that guy.
I don't love him.
Do you have a poster of him in your room?
I don't.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of his as a person, but I believe what he has done in mixed martial arts puts him as the greatest of all time. Okay? I think, if Francis Ngannou hits him in the face.
He did lose to Matt Hamill.
I think if Francis Ngannou punches him square in the face, we may look for John's face.
You know? Yeah, Francis is a beast.
Okay? But I think John takes him down.
I think Francis, didn't he do that scientific show where they measure like the force of a punch and he had like the most force of any punch of, I mean, ever.
That may be, but if John takes Francis down, is he able to get back up? Whether John's on top of him or not, can Francis stand back up?
He took Cyril Gagne down and I held him down and like you showed his
Francis held gone down.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I mean, I think Francis is developing. I mean, I don't think the Rock'em Sock'em Robot, Alistair Overeem, Pez Dispenser moment, I don't think he's the same fighter as he was back in the day. I think he's evolved. He's gotten better. And I think he could hold his own on the ground against John Jones.
I don't. And you know what that's called? That's debatable.
Dang it.
We can debate that.
You're not allowed to have that opinion.
But facts, you can't debate.
That's not my opinion. You have to have my opinion.
Who is
this America?
Who is the greatest singles hitter?
Oh, Pete Rose.
I'm saying, who's had the most singles?
Well, Ty Cobb had the highest average.
But I'm saying that's where GOAT and Mount Rushmore and whatever. When you say who is the greatest basketball player, who is the greatest this, who is the greatest that, it's all debatable because it's opinions. You know, I'm going to say wrestlers that were before your time. You know, I think Dusty Rhodes is in the conversation.
The American Dream?
I think he everything about him. The son of a plumber. See, I don't remember much, but I do remember that. You know, then there's so many other guys. And when you're talking about an entertainment, who's the greatest actor of all time? You have an opinion, and I have an opinion, and Steve has an opinion. That makes things debatable when you say who is your favorite. And this lady giving me crap because I said that Hulk Hogan's not my favorite. What?
Speaking of the greatest actor of all time, he just had a new baby. His name is Robert De Niro. And he's still making kids that, like, older than Martha Stewart doing swimsuit covers.
In your opinion, which is worse? Being him, where he won't see the child's, be realistic,
fifth birthday.
Okay. All right. Or the guy who does the Masked Singer who has 42 kids.
Oh, what, the doctor guy? Didn't he walk off set?
I hope so.
I think he got upset. I heard there's controversy.
Again?
I guess he got upset of who was the Masked Singer, like some kind of controversy.
That was a while ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was when the lawyer for Trump was on it. Giovanni Andrew Bacani. Salami, whatever his name was. I can't remember his name. The mayor, the former mayor of
Giuliani?
Giuliani. Yeah, so when he was on... The talentless doctor got all mad and pouted off. You know, again, and that's back to what you were saying. You can't have an opinion. You don't have to like the guy. Shut the hell up. Vote him off. Boot him out. Pull the little cord and pull his mask off. Whatever. But whatever. Yeah, God, you've riled me up.
Yeah, I feel good. I like this, Randy. It's like good. Get some blood flow. Get the heart rate up. If you're not going to work out with me on my truck, you're gonna have to get your cardio here.
No, I've committed to two times, maybe three, but two times a week.
And just like I tell Winky Wright, running from me is not considered cardio. So don't be afraid.
First of all, I would never run from you. I would walk as slowly as possible.
you walk slowly as possible.
Because you don't scare me. Dude, nothing you do scares me.
I'm coming to you're in the rotation. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't invite you to the beach yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't pick you up to take you to the beach with me. I know you're used to having a driver. I will pick you up, or I will just come to your house because I know where you live. I know the guard. He'll let me in. I'll be in the gate. I'll be in the studio. I'll pick whatever memorabilia I want for my payment, and I'm going to get you in shape.
First of all, you're not welcome in our neighborhood. I've already changed the guard.
I want your John Jones poster.
I don't have a John Jones poster. I literally don't have anything John Jones. John Jones did temporarily save my life, though.
What?
Yeah, temporarily. Now I need him to do it again. He tweeted a photo. I don't remember where it was. I think it was when Cowboy fought...
McGregor?
No, Melvin Gillard. I think it was that one. I could be wrong. He was on the card, and he took a picture of the media. And I was in the front row, fat as can be. And I'm like, dude, that is bad. And I went on that massive diet and lost all that weight. Then I put it back on.
Well, I can get it back off.
I'm going to get it off. I got to get it off.
Let's do it.
Wedding coming up.
You got a wedding?
I'd rather go with somebody that knows what they're doing and can get the weight off.
I'm an expert.
And do it properly. And
I've taken it off myself. I'm down 60 pounds in the last year. And I got photos to prove it.
I don't want to see any photos that you are in.
I'm going to tag you.
I delete your stuff.
You're it.
I do delete your stuff.
You can't delete it.
I do.
How can you delete it?
You hit the little X.
Oh, hide it? You hide it on the title?
Yeah, I get rid of it. Unfollow, unfriend, all that stuff. I do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to do all that, but leave me in the will?
You're not in the will.
Inherit Knockout Radio and all the good stuff that goes with it. Three events in 24 hours will be me next year.
It's in the contract with this new station in Nebraska.
Yeah, talk about everything.
Maybe we'll do that the second hour. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, looking forward to this. Comedians, Joe Gatto, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch.